There was one small problem with Laguerta's theory of interruption. A tiny little thing, perhaps splitting hairs, but the entire body had still been meticulously cleaned and wrapped, presumably after it had been cut up. And then it had been transported carefully to the dumpster, apparently with enough time and focus for the killer to make no mistakes and leave no traces. Either nobody pointed this out to Laguerta, or, wonder of wonders, could it be that nobody else had noticed? Possible. So much of police work is routine, fitting details into patterns, and if the pattern was brand new, the investigation could seem like three blind men examining an elephant with a microscope. But since I was neither blind nor hampered by routine, it had seemed far more likely to me that the killer was simply unsatisfied. Plenty of time to work, but this was the fifth murder in the same pattern. Was it getting boring, simply chopping up the body? Was our boy searching for something else, something different? Some new direction, an untried twist? I could almost feel his frustration. To have come so far, all the way to the end, sectioning the leftovers for gift wrapping. And then the sudden realization. This isn't it. Something is just not right. Coitus interruptus. It wasn't fulfilling him this way anymore. He needed a different approach. He was trying to express something and hadn't found his vocabulary yet. And in my personal opinion, I mean, if it was me, this would make him very frustrated and very likely to look further for the answer. Soon. But let Laguerta look for a witness. There would be none. This was a cold, careful monster, and absolutely fascinating to me. And what should I do about that fascination? I was not sure, so I had retreated to my boat to think. A donzi cut across my bow at 70 miles per hour, only inches away. I waved happily and returned to the present. I was approaching Stiltsville, the mostly abandoned collection of old stilt homes in the water near Cape Florida. I nosed into a big circle, going nowhere, and let my thoughts move back into that same slow arc. What would I do? I needed to decide now, before I got too helpful for Deborah. I could help her solve this, absolutely, no one better. Nobody else was even moving in the right direction. But did I want to help? Did I want this killer arrested? Or did I want to find him and stop him myself? Beyond this, oh nagging little thought, did I even want him to stop? What would I do? To my right, I could just see Elliot Key in the last light of the day. And as always, I remembered my camping trip there with Harry Morgan, my foster father, the good cop. You're different, Dexter. Yes, Harry, I certainly am. But you can learn to control that difference and use it constructively. All right, Harry. If you think I should, how? And he told me.
This end.